Debt consolidation. Is it a helpful tool for getting out of debt or a band-aid that's not really going to make things better? Listen and find out.
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
One of the most frequently asked questions we personally get is, should I consolidate my insert here loans?
Mm-hmm. Student loans.
Credit cards.
Just all my debt.
Right. Should I roll everything into, you know, a refi for the house? You know, there's a million varieties of this. Mm-hmm. Probably the most common, though, is student loans tends to come down to that one.
Certainly.
I've got all of these, and there are like six some.
Because you usually get a different student loan like every year, maybe from a couple different sources.
So you come out of college with a smorgasbord, and they're all at mixed interest rates, but you could reconsolidate and get them, roll them all into a lower interest rate. Seems attractive.
So instead of having 8 or 12 different loans that you're paying on, you just got one big one.
Exactly. And, you know, our short answer to this question is, you know, people will say, is this going to be helpful? Is this going to be a tool to help me get out of debt faster? And it's always a yes and no. It's a yes and no.
A yes and a no.
A both and. That's not really the same.
No. So it can be a very helpful thing, but it might not be. And in this episode, we're going to just go over those situations in which it's not going to be helpful and it's not really worth pursuing. But then we're also going to go over the situations where it is helpful.
Right.
And why you might want to pursue it.
Exactly. And so only you are going to know your unique set of circumstances. And in particular, what this really boils down to is going to be your personality type. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be probably the biggest indicator of if this is going to be something beneficial or not. And only you can know that. I can't know that for you. So let's talk about who this is going to be not beneficial for. At the end of the day, Jonathan gave it away in the teaser of this episode that it can be a band-aid.
Absolutely. So, right.
Talk that out.
Debt consolidation, if you're not familiar with it, but it's you have all these loans to all these different people or banks or whatever it is. And you get a new loan for the total amount, use that to pay it off, and now you've got one big loan.
With this private company you've now refinanced and consolidated under.
Yes, you've consolidated all of those loans into one big loan now. And a lot of times it can look like a really appealing option because maybe it's credit card debt or something that has a really high interest rate, maybe in the high teens or the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You can refinance that into one big loan for
2-3% or something like
that. That's pretty nice.
Or even something that was 6-8%. If you refinance a pretty big batch of loans for school at 3-4%, okay, you are saving money objectively.
Mm-hmm. So that's why it sounds really appealing. But it can end up being a band-aid when you view it as just this way to, I'm gonna save some bucks here. And you think consolidating the debt is the magic bullet or the silver bullet for taking care of your debt.
Right. The illusion that it gives you this feeling that you've done something. There, you know, and our brains like feeling like we've done something, feeling like we've checked a box, we've made progress. And in your head, you can all of a sudden refinance and then it feels like, okay, I'm just on autopilot. Now just do the auto draft for the minimum payments and I'm saving money because I'm not paying as much as I would have. So therefore, I have done something positive.
And just to be really clear, we're kind of using two different words interchangeably, refinance and consolidate.
Oops.
They're a little bit different. Usually you refinance your mortgage. That's a really big loan that you have and you would do that to get the lower interest rate. Consolidation, just to be super clear, is when you take a bunch of loans, a large number of them, and squish them together by getting this bigger loan to pay them all off. And now you only owe the one guy.
Which tends to be a lower interest rate, which is probably why I was saying that. I screw up phrases and words a lot, guys.
Yes.
So I'm very
really
sorry
clear
about that. It
everybody.
Is consolidating.
Yes. And again, but because we think about it almost the same way for each. It's
I did
to
something.
Make sure you're doing the right thing. Yeah, because that's what lights up our brains when we're paying off debt. That's what keeps us motivated mm-hmm. to pay off debt. We have that list of the 16 banks that I owe money to, and I got to cross one off.
And as you whittle it down,
and that felt
you're
really good.
Momentum.
I want to do it again. So I'm going to be really on top of my spending decisions and my budgeting and my side hustle or whatever it is. So I have more money to throw at debt so I can cross another name off, and it feels good again. It
yes.
feels good again. But now, instead of having a couple little guys and a couple medium guys, maybe a big kahuna at the end to pay off, now I've got
all the big
one
kahuna.
Gigantic bill
mm-hmm.
that I'm just paying off until it's gone.
Exactly. And this is where the Band-Aid mentality can come in, because you feel like you've done something. You've really just covered it up. And you got better terms mm-hmm. on everything. Okay, you did do a little bit of negotiating, but that is not going to, that's not going to solve the problem of you getting into debt or you
yes.
taking on debt.
Yes.
What's going to solve that problem is going to be changing your habits around money.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be that monthly budget. It's going to be making sure your spending is aligned with your budget and the ultimate goals that you want to be achieving in your life. And it's not something rooted in emotions or impulses.
Yes.
It's going to, you know, it's looking at the man in the mirror and confronting what's going on there in your relationship with money.
Mm-hmm.
When you overhaul that, that's when you get the long-term results that you want with money. A quick consolidation is not going to get you that.
Mm-hmm. And it, right, we talked about student loans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe depending on your situation, always it could be helpful there, you know, because maybe you got a lot or maybe you got high rate, and we'll talk about when it can make sense in a little bit. But I'd say especially if it's a bunch of credit card debt, a bunch of consumer debt, well, it could help you out, but it is more likely to be that Band-Aid because it's all those spend everyday spending decisions, the way you're handling your finances,
mm-hmm.
That made you turn to the credit card and swipe it when you got into trouble or whatever it was.
Exactly. And so different types of debt, yeah, you might kind of carry a different warning with you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are not willing to do the inner work, to really work on your relationship with money, your habits around money, your mindset around money, then sometimes it's almost better as if you didn't do the consolidation mm-hmm. at all, because again, it gives you this trick that you've done something, which then in some brains, if you don't actually solve the root problem, you think you've done something positive, and then it's going to send you down a bigger binge because you did something good with your money. And now because you have some false beliefs around it built, then, you know, every time you do something good, you go do two things to reward yourself. It's like the woohoo, I worked out, I get two donuts, but I'm ultimately trying to lose weight. Well, those things kind of cancel, you know.
You're at net 1.5 donuts.
Yeah, so it's really making sure you've done the inner work and the mental game in addition to the exterior rearranging of money.
Yes. And we're not just saying, oh, it's dumb or you can't handle your finances or whatever, but it's because when you do consolidation, you are trading away that big benefit of having that big list of debts,
mm-hmm.
of that you can order them. We can do stack and attack, small, so large, just pay them off, scratch the names off,
yes.
and feel the progress.
Mm-hmm. No way would we have gotten out of debt as quickly as we did. 7.5 months flat with almost $25,000 in debt. If I had seen if our one debt was $25,000, mm-hmm. I don't think we would have gotten out of debt as quickly.
Mm-mm.
We use that momentum stacking of like, okay, we had 9 debts to begin with,
mm-hmm.
and me seeing them getting crossed off really helped us.
Because you're looking, you see, it's like they're standing outside the door. You can either have this one huge, like incredible Hulk-sized guy who you have to beat up, not going to happen. Or a bunch of guys. Oh,
shrimpy guys.
I'm kind of scrappy. I could probably take care of him.
Yeah.
And they go, hey, I took care of that guy. He's only a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. I got him.
Exactly.
Well, I took care of him. Let me get the next one. And then by the time you get there, yeah, you know, you're coming up against a pretty beefy dude. But you've got that experience, mm-hmm. and you've built up the tools that you need.
Let's switch gears, though, now to, okay, we've talked about who this might not be beneficial for. Mm-hmm. Let's switch gears into talking about who it might benefit.
Certainly.
Now, over the last decade, we have seen, in particular, student loans just blowing through the roof. Blowing mm-hmm. through the roof. I mean, from what we thought was big bags of student loans around your ankles when
it's
we graduated.
Like a semester.
Truly, it is not. We are meeting more and more of our WalletWin Academy members coming into us with anywhere between $75,000 and $100,000 in student loans. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of just average nowadays, which is scary. And, you know, the incomes they're getting in their first jobs is just not justifying that type of debt load. It's just it's getting out of control. And so we're seeing that when you are staring down the barrel at six figures in debt and you don't have a high income, you know, that would be another situation. If you could clean that thing up in 1 or 2 years, mm-hmm. different scenario. But if you're looking at not so much a sprint, not even a 5K or a half marathon, you're looking at a marathon of debt, 3 to 5 years, well, then a consolidation could end up almost shaving a year mm-hmm. off of the journey.
Because at that point, the difference in the interest rate mm-hmm. and the time, right? Because that's where it all happens. That's the magic, whether it's good or bad magic, of interest is, right? The interest rate times time, times length.
18% interest for a month or two, it's not that big of a deal. Mm-mm. You play that out over a couple of years, huge deal.
Definitely. So that's when that actually could make a lot of sense. That's where some of that interest rate stuff can apply when you are going to be running into how interest works.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we said one of those big reasons why it can be a bummer to consolidate is you lose those natural boosts of I did this. I scratched a guy off, right? Instead of having 12 dudes on the porch waiting for your money, well, now I've only got 11 or 10 or 9 or 8. And I'm feeling really good about kicking those people away.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do consolidate, we would recommend you find a way to create those
little guys.
Mile markers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I mean, you could just keep all the original amounts of your debts. And still think.
So mentally
that you have
build it in.
9 dudes out there waiting for your paycheck.
Yeah.
So then you go, oh, I got rid of him. I got rid of him. I got rid of him.
Or you build in little milestones along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my next goal is paying 5K off.
Yep.
The next one after that, I'm going for 8K.
Yep.
The guy after that is 12.
Yep.
You know, and you're building in these milestones, which is going to artificially build in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an idea, John?
Yes, I just got very wide.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you were either having a heart attack, a stroke, or you remembered something really important that we didn't do.
Like one of the we left one of the children on fire upstairs or something. Yeah. No, it was a stroke of genius.
Oh, tell me.
So I saw something like this. I mean, it was on Instagram. I don't know. It was somewhere like a year or two ago. Somebody had... They named their loans after Disney villains.
Oh.
So it's like, I'm going to take out Cruella. Now I'm going to take out Captain Hook or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking about Mario, because I do love Mario,
uh-huh.
especially Mario 3, because you
Koopa?
Beat up all the kid Koopas along the way. So you can name your loans after the different, you know, Ludwig, Von Koopa, and all those.
This was your genius idea? This
yes.
was the wide-eyed
yes.
opening idea?
Also, but you tailor this to, because we're looking for ways to get excited to pay off debt, even if it's one big one.
Yeah.
So if you like Mario, hey, let's go take off the Koopa. Or you could just, hey, this one's, this one's Hammer Brothers. This one's a Koopa Troopa, whatever.
Whatever excites you.
Maybe it's Marvel villains.
Maybe it's Thanos.
That's got to be the big one.
No. He's nobody compared to Kang. Thanos was just a pawn in Kang's timelines. Hello? Have you been following things?
So you've got Red Skull. He's like, I want to kick Red Skull out of here. No
sure.
Hydra in my house. And so that can really motivate you to go after the debt. And you feel really good.
Sure.
When you've kicked these like mutant Nazi things out of your house.
Sure. So, moral of the story. We wanted to keep this podcast episode tight. Yes. And then you had your stroke of genius.
Stroke of genius.
Not sure if it was a stroke or a stroke of genius.
Or genius, yeah.
But essentially, is consolidation going to work for you? It boils down to, are you willing to do the inner work and change your relationship with money? If you can check the box yes on that, move forward. If you can't, okay, you got to do that. Before you do anything with your money, you've got to do that.
Because the most important thing is that you reach this goal, mm-hmm. that you get out of debt.
Yeah.
So if consolidation is going to actually help you do it, awesome. If it might mess it up, well, then stay away.
Right, exactly.
It's not this amazing thing that's going to cut your loans in half or anything.
Unless you change your behaviors.
Exactly. It's the behavior. It's how you approach using your finances that's really going to make the difference.
Of course, you also need to always look at fees associated with a consolidation. For someone who is blazing their buns out of debt and they only have another year if they keep moving the needle forward, well, if they reconsolidate and the fees are practically the same or even higher than if they just blaze, well, not worth it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you always have to be willing to kind of do the little bit of the math there.
Needs to be bigger and probably considerably bigger than the fee
you're
going to pay.
If you save $100, was it worth your time going through all of it?
Mm-hmm.
I would say no.
Mm-mm.
I'd want several hundred dollars to the tune of thousands of dollars for my time that I'm going to put into this. Because your time is definitely worth something.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be willing to check the box on you're willing to overhaul your habits. You know the math and you know you're going to come out with some savings and they're going to be considerable. And then last and certainly not least, if you're going to do it, you're going to be willing to build in your whatever you need to do milestones along the path to keep you motivated, to always put a carrot right in front of you, to break down the bigger goal into smaller and medium-sized goals along the path, to make sure you're getting taking advantage of the neurotransmitters in your brain that light up when you get wins along the journey.
Yes, and all of this is to help you get out of debt, to get out of debt quickly and effectively and leave it in the rear view because you've got a lot of other stuff to go after.
Mm-hmm.
Your financial journey is so much more than getting out of debt. Financial freedom is so much more than being debt free. And that's
Absolutely.
What we want for you. We want you to be free with your finances so you can have some peace, you can breathe a little deeper, and you can take advantage of the things life puts before you.
Exactly. All right. Well, that's it for this week's Frequently Asked Questions section of the podcast. Until next time, bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Wallet Wind program at walletwind.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.